Every year, there is a big concert here in Washington, D.C., celebrating the life of Martin Luther King Jr. It's called Let Freedom Ring. It's featured Aretha Franklin, Gladys Knight, and Leslie Odom. Common is performing this year. It has been a signature event at the Kennedy Center for more than 20 years. This year, it'll be at a different venue. NPR's Elizabeth Blair has more.
Let Freedom Ring was initiated by Georgetown University in 2003. The choir is made up of singers from the school and gospel groups in the D.C. region. Last year, one of the headliners was Esperanza Spalding.
When you're young, gifted and bright, your soul's intact.
Esperanza Spalding, please don't tell her, but man, that is my celebrity crush.
Mark Bamuti Joseph was the Kennedy Center's Artistic Director for Social Impact, a division that created programs for underserved communities in the D.C. region. He was one of the speakers at last year's Let Freedom Ring, which was held on the same day as President Trump's inauguration to his second term.
Y'all have been very cordial, I have to say, and that is not in the radical spirit of the man that we are here to celebrate. So I'd appreciate it if y'all acted like y'all knew.
Everyone in the audience was very well aware of the sobriety that came with having this celebration on the same day as the inauguration of the 47th president. And so we needed in that moment a little bit of permission to access joy.
1 month after Let Freedom Ring, Trump took over the Kennedy Center and appointed new leadership, and shortly after dissolved the Social Impact Division. Bamuti and his team were laid off. For the first time since 2003, Let Freedom Ring will not take place at the Kennedy Center. Georgetown University says it's changing the venue to save money. But Bamuti thinks it wouldn't have been appropriate to celebrate King at the Kennedy Center right now.
I would much rather that we all be spared the hypocrisy of celebrating a man who not only fought for justice, but who articulated the case for equity maybe better than anyone in American history, when the official position of this administration is an anti-equity position.
The Let Freedom Ring celebration became a signature event for the Kennedy Center. Presidents George W. Bush and Barack Obama both attended the event. Composer Nolan Williams Jr. has been the event's music producer since 2004.
You celebrate the time that was and the impact that has been and can never be erased. And then you move forward to the next thing.
This year, Williams wrote a piece for the event called Just Like Selma, inspired by one of King's most famous quotes. The arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice.
There is an arc, a moral compass, charting freedom's wax and wane. Sometimes we're startled how that arc allows some things hard to explain.
Williams says sometimes the quote is interpreted in a passive way.
The arc doesn't just happen to move. We have to be agents of change. We have to be active arc movers, arc benders. And so throughout the song, you hear like these action words like protest, resist, endure, agitate, fight hate. And those are all the action words that remind us of the responsibility that we have to be arc benders.
This year's Let Freedom Ring will be held at the historic Howard Theater. The rapper and actor Common will join choirs made up of singers from Georgetown University and D.C. area churches. The Kennedy Center announced this week that its celebration of Martin Luther King Jr. Day will feature the missionary Kings of Harmony. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News, Washington.